studios at KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix. Oh, we will tell you all about what's cooking in the Wasatch back this weekend. And of course, we're known for live local music. JW here with Christy Dillaway.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you, darling.
I see we're both wearing a tidbit of green.
Well.
Oh. Oh, there's a special message on the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah, it is.
You got to be here to know what to do.
That's right. And if you want to see the message, you can come down to the studio and join us this morning. We'll have some fun.
Do you see I'm wearing my special, just this tiny little shamrock Olympic.
Oh, yeah.
It's the official Irish Olympic team pin.
Yeah.
Which I got from the captain of the Irish bobsled team back in 2002, Winter Olympics. I'm not going to tell you what I had to do to get this pin.
Ooh.
But that's the green I'm wearing today.
Yeah. Well, it's very subtle, very delicate. But you also have a green Mardi Gras beads on.
Of course.
And I do as well.
You wore your beads. I walked in. I said, oh, you wore your beads because we've got Terrence Simeon on, and he's the bead thrower.
Terrence gave me these beads the last time he was on. And, you know, I'm sentimental. He signed my accordion.
Right.
That I get into every once in a while. And he also gave me some beads. So yeah, I held on to them and I wear them every once in a while.
Nice. Hey, well, we have a really awesome show today. We are going to be joined live in studio by Tom Bennett, the one-man band, followed by weekend events. And then Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience will be here. They're going to talk and also play a little bit more music live in the studio. And then I have a treat for you, J-Dub. We're going to do the So You Think You Can Irish trivia quiz.
Okay.
That I've concocted to see how Irish we all can be.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. It's currently 35 degrees outside our Sweet Alley studios here in Old Town Park City. It'll be sunny today. The high will be, I think we're going to hit 100 today. And then tonight, we're going down to 39. Actually, the high today will be 63, according to the National Weather Service. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 65. And I just want to mention on Saturday, it could blow as high as 17 miles an hour for you people that care about wind. I love wind. I like to report wind talk.
It's
about
our ongoing joke that I think, who cares about the wind? And JW cares.
I do. And then Sunday, 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 59, wind around 10 miles an hour. And then and then looking out into next week, you know, chilly today, hot tomorrow. Oh, did you hear that wind?
I did hear. There is a wind about the studio right now.
It's coming from our one-man band, Tom. He's doing some wind for us. So then next week, it's a little bit far out to really give you accurate stuff, but there's going to be some chances of precipitation early in the week, and they're talking about a possible storm late next week. Who knows? We really don't know. Currently 35 degrees again. And we're going to go to some underwriters, and when we return, we will be with Tom Bennett, a one-man band. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Courtney Johansson, owner of 350 Main Brasserie. We are pleased to support KPCW. 350 Main is located in the historic Golden Rule Building at 350 Main Street and serves contemporary American cuisine. We are open nightly at 5:30 p.m. Reservations, menu, and contact information at 350main.com.
Hi, I'm Davey Ratchard from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain hosts winter events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve Celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all Park City Mountain events can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
This is Angela from Peak Art and Frame, sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Peak Art and Frame offers local photography and artwork, as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix, the special St. Patrick's Day edition. We are joined live in studio by our musical guest today, Tom Bennett. He's a one-man band, tours around the state and all over the country. And he's got quite the setup with it's all hooked up to his feet and his legs and strapped on. And we want to, you are strapped in a couple different ways. Want to welcome Tom Bennett. They've got that nice, dark, raspy voice, perfect for
late night.
Tell us a little bit about how you became a one-man band.
Well, I used to travel with a certain... No, I'm just joking. You know, it's more necessity than anything. I was in a number of bands since I was a teenager, and bands have a tendency of doing two things, making music and breaking up. And the latest band I was in did the latter, and I thought, well, darn, that really holds me back, because all I knew how to do was play harmonica and sing. Mm. So in April of 2013, I started learning how to play guitar. I started playing on street corners in Salt Lake, and met a musician named Tony Holiday. Mm-hmm. He tours all over the country, and he liked my sound and took me on the road, and I've been on the road ever since.
Awesome. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, your harmonica, I understand you were very young when you started playing, and a woman gave that to you.
Yeah, when I was 9 years old, I specifically asked for a Nintendo for Christmas, and Christmas came, and we had a very small family in Georgia, so we drew names for gifts.
Right.
And we had a family friend, an older lady from West Virginia, and she drew my name, so I knew I was out of luck for that Nintendo. She handed me my Christmas present. It was a box that fit in my hand, and I wondered what this might be, you know? And I opened it up, and it was a harmonica. And initially, I was just like, oh, man, a harmonica.
Yeah.
But even before the Christmas party ended, I started blowing into it and really learned to love it. I carried one in my pocket ever since.
Don't all musicians have a story like that? I asked for this for Christmas, and I got that. I got a guitar. And then they're here playing guitar professionally, or playing harmonica.
We were in the green room earlier with Ethel, who's also with us now. Ethel, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and he has a lot of stories, a lot of good stories.
Yeah, I've lived a colorful life.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song for you that is it's about Utah here. And it's based on a man that I met after my first tour. I went from Utah to Georgia, where I'm from, and all the way back, and was considering what I was going to do next. I'd already quit my job to do this tour. And this homeless friend of mine, who became a source of wisdom for me, he asked me if what my plans were. And I said, well, I think I'll get another job, practice guitar. If I get better, maybe tour again. And he called me a coward. And I asked him what he meant by that, and he says, you've already quit your job. Why don't you just dive on into what you know you need to be doing? So I took his advice and stayed on the road, and he was full of beautiful advice. Every time I saw him, he was always sitting under a tree meditating. I asked him why one day, and he told me with a complete smile on his face, he smiled at me and said, because I'm dying. And I said, oh, you seem happy about that. He says, no, not happy, just at peace. Yeah. He says, where are you going to be when you die? I said, I don't know. He said, something you should consider, because it will come to us all. So I wrote this song. It's called If I Could Die Anywhere.
Tom Bennett, live on the Morning Mix, one-man band.
Well, if I could die anywhere, no, I'd die somewhere in Salt Lake City, somewhere so beautiful and so pretty, where I could see people falling in love and the most beautiful scenery you've ever dreamed of. And if I could die anywhere, you know I'd die somewhere in Pioneer Park, where I saw a young girl sharing bread with an old man in the dark. Poplar seeds blew over your head. We shared love, it was not dead. I'd die by you, oh baby, yeah, if you'd be there like you used to do, baby, like you used to do, yeah. Something before you walk away.
sense of poetry. And don't be afraid to go a little bit wild.
Tom Bennett, live in studio. I think I'll go a little bit wild. I can heed that advice.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Sounds like a quote from a Carlos Castaneda book, if you ever read those books.
Bit of an influence.
Yeah, a little bit of an influence there, huh? Yeah, exactly. So you're playing for St. Patty's Day fans. You're playing at the Green Pig from 3 to 5 today.
Yes, 3 to 5 today and 1 to 3 tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And you're tuning up for another song there?
Yeah. Sometimes this guitar and my voice are a little rougher than I'd like them to be in the morning.
Yeah, I think you're doing all right.
We'll get it there. There we go.
Okay. So what are you going to play for us next?
So this next one is on the new CD I just put out that you got over there. It's called I Am Everywhere, a little three-song CD. I've got two full-length albums, and I just put out this one. This is a song called Show Me the Exit Sign. When I first came out west, I was just blown away by the beauty of the west. I lived in Wyoming at first, and then everybody spoke really highly of Utah, so I came over, and it quickly became my favorite state. They did. Utah.
People in Wyoming.
Well, you know, compare the two. It's not. They got Jackson, you know. That's about it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I liked Wyoming a lot, but when I got to Utah, I was really blown away. And I wanted to see more of it, but I didn't have a car. So I started hitchhiking, and I got pretty good at it, mostly because I'd go to truck stops and play my harmonica, and people would gather around, start talking to me, and I'd get a ride. So over the course of about 3.5 years, I hitchhiked 8,000 miles up and down Utah many times, all the way out to the West Coast, up and back and all over. And most of the time, it was a great experience. I met wonderful people, had a lot of fun. But there were a couple times when I just wanted to be off the road, back somewhere safe, at home, whatever, off the road. So this song's called Show Me the Exit Sign.
Live in the Morning Mix, Tom Bennett.
Tell folks in the battle. some Baptists praying with the night shift. Yeah, I got fire in my bones, got some fire in my soul. Yes, I'm a highwayman on an open road. Lord, I was born at the wrong place, at the wrong time. But I bought the ticket and I'm gonna take that ride. Well, I nearly lost my mind. I nearly went blind. I nearly lost my mind. Won't you show me? Show me the exit sign.
Tom Bennett, one man band. Okay, so we have this, the newest CD is I Am Everywhere, three song, and you said you had two other full length
CDs. I've got a live album I put out last year, recorded in Fort Collins, Colorado, on a radio station similar to this one. And I have my first album was done a few years ago before I was a one man band, just guitar, harmonica, vocals.
And people can get a hold of your music where?
There is, this newest one is available on all online sources, you know, iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff. My website is TomBennettOneManBand.com. That's B-E-N-N-E-T-T, OneManBand.com. There's a bunch of music videos there, my full crazy life story and all kinds of stuff, tour schedule.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for joining us this
Thank
morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here with you.
Enjoy the Green Pig. I'll be down in Salt Lake later, and maybe I'll be able to stop in and
I'll
have,
keep an eye out for you.
And say hello. Christy, you want to introduce our musical break?
Oh, yeah. We're going to hear a song. This is by The Bridge, and it's Chris Jacobs is the guitar player of The Bridge. And he is now doing a solo project, and he's opening for Green Sky Bluegrass at the Depot next week. And I've been waiting for him to come out west, so we're going to hear...
Honeybee.
Honeybee.
Yeah, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW. We're going to get the roadies in here and move some stuff around. And when we come back, weekend events and Terrence Simeon and his percussionist and bass player. And we're going to have some fun. And then, of course, as Christy.
And then my Irish trivia quiz.
Irish trivia quiz.
What do you
got to
do to get the
win? Yeah, and I asked her. I said, you know, last night, I said, come on. Yeah, you know, what are some of the questions? No.
I didn't want you studying up.
No. All right, listen, we'll be back. Here's Honeybee.
Mississippi River to the land of the rising sun.
Hey, we are back. Time for weekend events, huh?
Can't wait. It's a big weekend, actually.
Oh, it sure is. So we've got Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience at the Egyptian Theater Friday and Saturday nights at 8. Tickets at parkcityshows.com. He's in the green room warming up, and he'll be with us pretty soon.
Yay.
Yeah.
Ballet West is performing Saturday night at the Eccles Center. Tickets are at ecclescenter.org, and I will say that I think that's the first show I ever saw at Eccles Center was Ballet West.
Is that
probably so? Probably the first year they were open.
Good, good. And a great experience.
Oh, yeah. I used to be way into the ballet.
Yeah. Park City Film Series will screen Patterson this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6 at Jim Santee. And then on Sunday, they're presenting National Theater's live presentation of No Man's Land. This is a film viewing of a live stage performance starring Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, both knights on the same, the two knights on the stage.
Knights
together.
With a K.
Knights with a K. Performed at the West End of London. It was taped sometime in December of last year, and that'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. Jim Santee.
And for music at the ski resorts this weekend, Bad Feathers playing at Canyons Village from 3 to 5 today, and Smiling Souls will be there Saturday from 3 to 5 at Park City Mountain. Ethan J. Perry and the Remedy Band play Opry Ski on Saturday.
Oh, if you're going out tonight on St. Patrick's Day in Park City, tonight Mr. Sister performs at Silver Star Cafe. Daniel Weldon is at the River Horse. Folk Hogan St. Patrick's Day Party at the Cabin. Rage Against the Supremes at the Spur. High Octane and Authentic Pints of Guinness are at Flanagan's. And finally, I'm exhausted, Super Diamond at Park City Live.
And if you can still muster yourself up for tomorrow night, Grapegrass is at Silver Star Cafe. Fat Candace is at the Cabin. Pixie and the Party Grass Boys are at the Spur. Robin Cage is at Montage Deer Valley. And Modest Yahoo is at Park City Live.
Oh, and a shout out to Park City Live. You told me that I would enjoy the string cheese. And I tell you what, the cheese, that's
what,
a band.
Yeah,
and
two
a half.
Nights of great shows.
Oh, wow.
There. Really fun. And shout out to Peg Ijams that we both saw.
Yeah,
she was there
yeah.
Two nights.
Peg, hope you're listening.
Glittered up and everything.
Exactly. No, I
she
saw her
glittered
the first
me.
Night and she wasn't glittered, but I apparently she was glittered Wednesday night.
She
huh?
glittered me.
Okay, good. It's good to hear. Hey, in Heber Valley this weekend, Heber Valley Railroad is running the St. Patrick's Day train today. It's departing the station at 7 p.m.
And the Timpanogos Valley Theater presents three showings of Willy Wonka Jr. on Friday and Saturday nights, plus a Saturday matinee. Hmm. Do you want a sneak peek at the summer concerts that I'm seeing listed?
I'd like that, yeah.
So these are all in Salt Lake at Red Butte Garden. Jethro Tull by Ian Anderson is on May 23rd. Taj Mo, the Taj Mahal and Keb Mo Band, June 4th. The Head and the Heart, August 13th. And USANA has got listed, these are just some of them. You might want to check their websites, but Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa, April 22nd, Dead and Company, June 7th, Def Leppard and Poison and Tesla, June 19th, Styx and REO Speedwagon, June 27th, Train with Orr and Natasha Bedingfield, July 6th, Steve Miller Band with Peter Frampton. This is a note to everyone listening, those tickets go on sale today for August 2nd. Depeche Mode, a big flash from the past for me, August 23rd. One Republic with Fitz and the Tantrums, September 6th. And you definitely want to go check those websites.
So, of all of this, there was one thing that surprised me.
Mm.
And really surprised me. Because I've always been wondering with these classic national touring bands, you know, Stones and, you know, all the bands that have been touring, how come we haven't heard from Jethro Tull? And now you say they're going to be at Red Butte. So this morning, I went on the Jethro Tull official website, and let me tell you something. They are touring a ton, and a lot of their touring is in New Zealand, Australia, and in Germany.
Ah.
And anyway, so...
It is interesting how some bands have longevity in other countries, not necessarily here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, some bands are just huge in Japan. Like, the Ventures. They toured Japan, like, every year.
Mitch Ryder does not like the United States playing in it anymore. He enjoys playing in France.
Well, they got the wine,
yeah,
the cheese, the women. I don't know. What? I might agree with Mitch Ryder on some things.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mitch was funny, besides the thing we talked about before, about talking to his daughter about buying a car.
Stop it.
But yeah, stop it. But anyway, we asked him, Mitch, you know, why don't you relax? You've been doing this for so many years. He says, oh, three ex-wives, two hip replacements. It's not easy, is it?
Boy's got bills to pay.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a short break. We're going to go to the Young Dubliners and play a song called Fisherman Blues. We're going to get the roadies in here, and we're going to get Terrence Simeon all set up. Stay with us. The Morning Mix on KPCW.
I wish I was a fisherman, tumbling
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We are now joined in studio by Terrence Simeon and some of his band, The Zydeco Experience, Stan Chambers and Danny Williams. Welcome, Terrence, Stan, and Danny.
¿Cómo se va, mis amis? ¿Se va bien?
That gets us started.
For this.
So good to be back.
You know, I've been waiting for this. It's been a couple of years. Terrence, we had so much fun with you the last time. I brought my accordion in and you autographed it for me, and you brought two accordions in this morning.
You know, you always got to have a spare, just in case you get a little too excited and something break on it.
Are they both chromatic or, you know?
They're both
tell
diatonic.
Us about
this is a single row. This is a single row diatonic accordion, which is the first style of accordion used in the music. And I brought my triple row. That's a three row, and you can play in six keys on the triple row and two keys on the single row. Mm-hmm. And it's also made by Horner Accordions, the oldest accordion maker in the world. I have to say that. I'm sponsored by
Horner.
Okay. Well, Terrence and me and the Zydeco Experience are two-time Grammy Award-winning musicians, promoters and protectors of Zydeco music and Creole culture, and honestly, a full happy face live musical experience. Yeah. Highly recommend it.
We also have Danny Williams, a great keyboardist, and who's going to be playing tambourine and doing some vocals this morning. And of course, we have Stan Chambers, who's the bass guitarist, who's playing six-string guitar, acoustic. If you're all not confused by now, you know, we'll confuse you as time goes on. So welcome, guys.
Hey,
thank you very much. I think before we talk too much about Zydeco music, for people who don't necessarily know what it is, maybe we should kick off a song.
Yeah.
And then once you hear it, then you're like, oh, yeah, I got it. All right.
All right. So this is a three-piece. It's going to sound different with the six-piece we have on stage at the Egyptian. So you got to come out to the Egyptian and check that out. Yeah. But this is me, Dan, and Stan, and we're going to do a little traditional song we call Kofa. C'est un poumon allé, va voir qui relie. C'est un poumon dansé, et goûte mon souillet. Va voir qui relie, va voir qui relie. C'est un poumon allé. Mon souillet, va voir qui relie. C'est ton poumon allé, va voir qui relie. C'est ton poumon dansé, et où c'est mon souillet, va voir qui relie. Va voir qui relie. Oh! C'est ton poumon allé.
All right.
Got a, got a studio full of people in here listening.
You know, we've never done this before, but I want to throw this out. We've done the show for a whole bunch of years, but I want to throw out our first absolute Morning Mix guarantee. If you go to the Egyptian and Terrence and his band, the Zydeco Experience, don't get you up on your feet dancing and having a good time, Christy and I will buy you a cold beer. Just go to Morning Mix at kpcw.org. We've got a personal guarantee we'll throw out there. They will get you on your feet dancing.
Otherwise, what a boring beer that would be. To have a beer with someone who wouldn't stand up and dance to this?
Like, but we can.
That'd be pretty dour.
I like.
We're gonna give them a hard time.
I'm not really worried about it. Let's go have a beer anyway, you and me. Well,
okay. I like the sign of morning. Sign of morning beer.
I like that. Yeah.
They're from Louisiana. You never know what time is the right time to drink.
Terrence, what have you been up to? And congratulations on the second Grammy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we've been touring, you know, and working on a few film projects that that we have in the works. And just, you know, just keeping the music alive and well, doing our part, trying to do our part. We just did a show, our children's performance, you know, our educational performance, we call Creole for Kids in the History of Zydeco in Albuquerque.
Kids with a Z.
And man, you know what I'm saying? Look, we had about 3,000 kids in two performances that we turned on to Zydeco music and taught them about the history of the music. And we the first Zydeco band. We've been doing this for 17 years. We created this program, and it's the first of its kind to educate kids on the music and the history and the culture of the Creoles of Louisiana. And we've presented it in places like Paraguay, just about every state in the U.S., you know, and we've also done it in Russia and Ukraine. And so we're trying to do our part, you know, to spread the word of Zydeco music. And we boldly go where no Zydeco has ever been before.
Boldly go where no Zydeco.
And what a great opportunity as you're in these different countries, as you're hearing their local music, and maybe you can bring some of that back and incorporate it into your music because it's because we're all together, aren't we? I mean, it's all there.
It's all one big collaboration. You know, just Zydeco music alone. We teach the kids how, you know, it has jambalaya DNA, you know, because you have influences from Germany, France, Africa, Spain, you know, Native American influences all in the music. And no matter where you go in the world, you have people that connect with the music, you know, in that way. They hear something, you know, they feel something inside that reminds them of their traditional music. And it is right, because a lot of times, you know, some of these, like I said, you can go to Germany and France and Africa. And the Native American community really says, you know, how they feel that spirit of the in the music, you know. So, yeah, it's we have a good time traveling and making those connections. You know, we need to connect, you know, in this day and time, we need to connect now more than ever and realize that we have way more in common than we have different.
Well, the State Department takes you on a lot of those tours, right? As a representative of American-style music, which is interesting because a lot of people in America probably don't know that much about Zydeco or realize that it represents our roots music.
That's right. We go as cultural ambassadors. And, you know, the State Department, you know, really use that, you know, to connect people, you know, the music and show the connections through the music and through the culture. So, yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that, Christy.
I can't wait to hear another song. I don't know. Am I selfish?
No.
I love listening to Terrence talk, though, too. So I don't know. I'm torn both ways.
And this is Live in the Morning Mix. We're joined by Terrence Simeon, who's playing a number of different accordions. Stan Chambers on bass, actually playing acoustic guitar right now. And Danny Williams. Danny, we haven't heard from you yet. How are you doing this morning?
I live, like, really low profile.
Do you?
Because I let the ambassador speak.
Oh, yeah. He's hard to keep down, isn't
he? Yeah, because if he makes a mistake, I back him up. You know,
yeah, good. All right. What are you going to play for us now?
Well, we're going to do a Bob Dylan song. We're going to show you guys how we can... Well, in our show, you know, we like to mix things up and kind of like fuse our music with the unexpected. And one of them, you know... When are you going to hear a Zydeco band doing a Bob Dylan song? You know what I'm saying?
I never expected to.
And this is ain't going nowhere. And it, you know, when we did this song, it just felt so naturally, you know, so natural. When we, because it had kind of that Zydeco feel to it, the way Dylan did it. But it ain't going nowhere. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh, Lord, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
Clouds so swift, rain won't fit. Gate won't close, cause the rain is close. Get your mind off the winter time. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh, we ride ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh Lord, we gonna fly down in the easy chair. Oh, I don't care how many letters they sent. Morning came and morning went. Pick up your money, pack your bags and your tent. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh, Lord, we gonna fly down in the easy chair. Could not keep all its kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it. Ooh, we ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh Lord, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
Thank you.
Well, there's no more work being done at KPCW. The staff is in here in the studio with us. Oh, Larry, what do you think of this? Larry, grab a mic.
This is just the funnest music. I got turned onto it at a barbecue festival years ago, and
yeah.
Just love it. Mm-hmm. It's just so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't not smile, and you can't not dance. Yeah. To this music.
If they don't dance, then apparently J-Dub and I are going for a beer with that boring, sad person.
That's right. That's right. I don't think we're going to be buying any beers.
Might as well make a warm beer while you're at it.
Yeah. Jeez. You know, there's a lot of people play Zydeco, but this morning we got the master in here. Yeah. Though, come on in.
This is Ethel. I have to say that my husband and I went to see Terrence. It was 25 years ago in Richmond, Virginia, and he played to a group at the fairgrounds, and that wasn't during the fair season, but he led us all over that fairground, and his energy level was absolutely phenomenal, and it still is.
Did you get beads? Did you get beads, Ethel?
I don't know if he gave out beads at that one, but I got beads today.
Oh, yeah.
I sure did, and I got a picture too. So thank you, Terrence and Danny and Stan.
Thank you, Ethel. Thank you.
Oh, I was just smelling my beads. Okay. I was going to say, anybody have any papers? But okay. We're good. We're good. Well,
we're actually on Facebook Live right now, and I did notice that there were two simians that tuned in, Marcella and Cynthia.
Uh-oh. Okay. The pressure's on. Yeah. Hey, I want to say hi to my lovely wife, Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia. And Marcella, my baby girl, who's playing music in Memphis, Tennessee. Just got back from South by Southwest. And she's also launching an Indiegogo thing to raise money to do her next record.
Yeah.
Runs in the family. Yeah. I mean, how could you grow up in that family and not be musically inclined, right?
Exactly.
You come from a line of musicians.
You know, there's that in my family. You know, we do come in the Simeon family. There is a line of Creole musicians. You know, Rockin' Sidney Simeon was the most famous one who came up, who had the song "Don't Mess with My Toot Toot." Yeah, that was the only hit in Zydeco music, by the way, ever, and it made it all over the world. My guitarist, who was in the band from Mexico City, Jose Alvarez, mm-hmm. told me that this was probably about 6 years ago, that Toot Toot was a hit in Mexico in Spanish. And then we played a gig about maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago in Santa Fe. And there was a female mariachi band, and they asked me to join them on the accordion to do the song Toot Toot. And they sung it in Spanish and I sung it in English. And
nice.
Yeah, so you know, that international thing with the music, you know, it's definitely happening.
We're going to take a very short break just for a couple of underwriters. And when we return, Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. It's Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Stay with us.
G'day, Ian from Campos Coffee, a KPCW sponsor. We're from Australia and we've just opened our first US location here. At Campos, we work closely with our growers to select the beans for our blends and single origins that are roasted in-house and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, camposcoffee.com.
Mom, are you signing us up for the Running with Ed race that we did last year with the whole family?
I sure am, Skye, and I'm so excited for the parties at the schools and that awesome finish line celebration. You think Mimi will rock the run again with us this year?
Absolutely. Nothing stops our Mimi, especially when it supports her grandkids' education.
Running with Ed, the race that's a party. No age limit, no excuses. Register today at runningwithed.com. Running with Ed is a project of PCEF, a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Hi, I'm Matt from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of contemporary and mountain modern home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake and offer complete design services. We are on the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design, love your home.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
KPCW, JW here with the one and only Christy Dillaway. We are joined in the studio, and we've got a great band here. Terrence Simeon on accordion, and we have Stan Chambers on acoustic guitar, and Danny Williams on, well, he is the keyboardist, but he is playing tambourine and doing vocals this morning. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, they're gonna help support you on So you think you can Irish St. Patrick's Day quiz, and everyone at home can follow along. And I'm gonna start out easy on you.
Okay.
On all of you.
All right.
And I think you should just shout out your answers, and we'll go quickly through it.
Okay.
Because I got 17 questions. We'll see.
Okay.
For March 17th.
17 questions.
Okay.
But keep your eye on the time.
Yeah.
Time there.
Where do leprechauns bury their pots of gold?
By the rainbow.
At the end of the rainbow. There you go. All right, that was super easy. All right, you guys. Was St. Patrick Irish?
No.
He wasn't.
No.
His father was Scottish. He was born in Scotland. No, his mother was Scottish and his father was Italian.
Okay.
Did St. Patrick, this is true or false, St. Patrick made green the national color of Ireland?
No.
No.
No, it was false. During his time, the color was blue. I don't know why you have a national color. Okay, J-Dub.
I guessed at that one, Terrence.
You're going to guess at most of these.
Yeah.
Okay. The first St. Patrick's Day parade celebration was in what city?
Boston, Massachusetts.
There you go. Do you know the year? Extra credit if you know the year.
1837.
1737.
Oh,
you got three of the numbers right. Okay.
100 years old.
Yeah. What is one of Ireland's common nicknames?
Jameson.
That's a good one.
The Emerald Island?
The Emerald Isle. There you go. All right, pick the best answer. A leprechaun is really an Irish for what? Shoemaker, thief, little person, or magician?
Me.
Shoemaker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shoemaker.
Sorry.
There you go. Irish soldiers for the British Army during the Revolutionary War played the fife and drum. What's a fife?
A
room full of musicians.
Flute?
It's like a little flute.
The little flute.
It's a baby flute.
My brother, you asked me if I had brothers. My brother Dan played the fife and drum.
And you played the tin twiffle.
I played the tin twiffle. I played the French horn. That's an old joke.
Yeah.
We'll catch you up on it later, Stan.
Yeah.
Okay, kissing the Blarney Stone is supposed to give you what? A moist lips from the dew on the rock. B, good luck in love. C, the gift of the gab. Or D, heals your warts.
Good luck.
The gift of the gab.
The gift of the gab.
Oh, really?
The gift of the gab.
Anyone? I kissed the Blarney Stone. Anybody else?
That was moist.
No.
All right, for you drinkers, a whiskey made from potatoes is called poteen, tater shots, potato ale, or drowning.
Potato, I think it's the last one.
Yeah.
Poutine.
Poutine. Oh.
But not poutine, not P-O-U-T-I-N.
Not the fries.
Not the fries.
We have time, Christy, for one more, and then we're going to
play a couple underwriters.
And listen to some music.
In 1997, this became legal in Ireland. Marrying at age 13, divorcing, drinking at age 16, or prostitution.
Drinking at age
16. Drinking.
Divorcing. You couldn't divorce until 1997. And with that, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yay, Christy.
Guys, thanks for joining us. And if you can play a little song, we're going to play some underwriters behind you. But at the Egyptian this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, Terrence Simi and the Zydeco Experience.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weininger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family.